Lift your hand. Let's get ready to find out what God is going to say to us and direct us. We're just thankful, Lord, you got us together. Every person here for a reason. I ask that you will open our eyes and our understanding, our ears, and deep down in our soul, we can receive what you want us to know. We're thankful for every person. We pray for all the families that have been hurt in Las Vegas. And we know this is not the end, more to come. We ask you to help us to be in the right place at the right time. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Shake hands with somebody, then be seated. Then clap. Yeah, now be seated. Now be seated. Shake hands with somebody, clap, then be seated. Amen. Amen. Two passages of scriptures. You may be seated. Two passages of scriptures. One is found in John's Gospel, chapter 16. You have a prophetic word from Jesus about the Holy Spirit. Okay? One in John, chapter 16. The other one is in Romans chapter 8. You have an apostolic word from the Apostle Paul. So tonight, in the direction we're going, we have a prophetic insight and apostolic wisdom, apostolic grace from the Apostle Paul. Romans chapter 8, John 16. I want to read something to you prior to reading the scriptures. I want you to write this down. The importance of understanding and yielding to divine direction. The importance of understanding and yielding to divine direction. No teaching and no instruction will do you any good without application. No teaching, no matter how profound the teaching is, if the application is not made by faith, it invalidates the instruction. So I want you to place your faith, and write this down somewhere, place your faith in the abilities, plural, abilities of the Holy Spirit to place divine directions in your life. I'm asking you to have faith, very seldom we hear this, faith in the Holy Ghost. Have faith in the Holy Ghost, because having faith in the Holy Ghost is having faith in Jesus and is having faith in God, because all three is God. You understand? So I want you to have a faith in the Holy Ghost that he can have you in the right place at the right time, protected and provided for, all right? Now, let me read this statement, because I really have some statement I got to go back over as we study divine direction. There's one particular statement I want to read for it. You need to be divinely directed, because misdirection can lead to many years of setback. Anybody heard what I say?
Yes, sir.
The reason we need to be divinely directed, because misdirection. Everybody say misdirection.
Misdirection.
Yeah, misdirection. Now, feeling, people, the news media, psychology, science, so many things that seem to know what they're talking about. But yet, on the other hand, there's a spirit world.
Yes, sir.
And you get caught up in one of those divine instruction, and you'll be left out.
Yes, sir.
See, we're talking about divine instruction. That's why we call the Holy Spirit on play. And that's why we're dealing with two passages. In one of them, it keep telling you what the Holy Spirit, he's going to show you. He's going to show you. He's going to show you. Say it three times. And yeah, so you need to know where you're going now, right? And we are in the last day. Jesus, now 1,000 years with the Lord is as a day, but he's coming back. And I see so many signs that is lining up. Everything, the weather, people, guns not the problem. People the problem. I watch TV and say, I try to knock on the TV. Let me tell you what the problem is. They got all these smart people that are trying to find out what the problem is. The problem is people. People untrained, people unled, people unfed. That's the only problem. Ain't no gun problem. I got gun.
No problem.
Ain't no problem, no gun. It's people. You need to be divinely directed because misdirection can lead to many years of setback and can even wipe out a man's destiny. All right? Now, let's look at these two passages. Let's look at it. John 16. Look at these two passages. I'm going to talk about them a few minutes. In John 16, there Jesus in the 13th verse give us a prophetic word that the Holy Spirit was coming. We have him now. He has come in that capacity. But you're going to see the word guide, which is a word for direction. Being led is another word for direction. Anybody here?
Yes.
Led.
Guided.
All right, you got it?
Yes,
all right, now, in the 13th verse, hear this prophetical word from Jesus. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will what?
Guide.
He will what?
Guide
you into what?
All.
Very important. Very important. He will guide you into all truth, for he should not speak of himself, but whatsoever he, the Holy Spirit, shall hear. That's what he's doing now. Eavesdropping for us. That shall he speak. He will hear and speak it. Who he speaking to? Me, you, if we're listening. And not only would he hear, not only would he speak, but then he'll give direction. He'll show you things to come. Listen, here's an extension on your life. You listening?
Yes, sir.
When you're divinely directed, sometime you had planned a trip and get a check from the Holy Ghost. After 6 months of planning, the Holy Spirit messed it up in 15 seconds. But you better pay attention to it. Now, I know somebody going to holler when I say this, but some of those people was warned not to go to Las Vegas. They had Christians out there. Yes, sir. Now, no, the Lord ain't going to let all Christians go in and get killed.
Right,
he tried to talk to some of them.
Yes,
people don't like to talk about the truth. They all get all soft. And no, somebody pressed through to go anyway.
Yes,
you ever done that? I've done it. Everything like it going wrong. You still, I'm going to make it. I'm going on my trip. I'm going to do this. We've been through that, right? I want you in the line. He will show you things to come. He will show you. In verse 13, because I got two more times, he's going to say that. Very important to me. The Holy Ghost brought that out. He will show you things to come. Not only would he hear, not only would he speak, but he will show you things to come. That word, show you things to come, has something to do with what we're teaching here. Divine direction. When you're showing something, it help you make your decision on your direction, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Secondly, he shall, verse 14, he shall glorify me. He shall receive of mine. There it is again. There it is again. You see it? I'm in verse 14.
Yes, sir.
Underline it. And shall show it unto you. See it?
Yes,
all right, verse 15. All things that the Father has of mine, therefore I say that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. My point here is not material thing, not nothing else. My point here is that the Holy Ghost will show you. I mean, to have direction, you have to be shown something. Either go or not to go. Turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We'll begin at verse, because I want to get the whole context. I got one particular verse. We'll begin at verse 14. Romans 8, 14. Direction, here's a dictionary definition. Guidance or supervision of action or conduct. Assistance in pointing out the proper route. Powerful. Now, direction has a little more crust to it than we understand. Direction, real direction, is a choice. It's not a choice. It's an instruction. It's not a conversation. Real direction is an order. I forbid Paul to go to certain places. Real direction is a commandment. I command you. Can God command you? I command you not to go. I command you not to leave till next week. Real direction. Divine direction is a decree. Once you learn to yield to it, you can be dictated to. It's an injunction. Here in Romans 8:14, maybe we understand the scripture better. Paul, the Apostle Paul, give us apostolic wisdom, apostolic grace in his 8th chapter. It's a life chapter. And he get down to the 14th verse, he says, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as led. So those who are not led actually are not sons. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Will be able to partake of sonship benefits. Not just saying I'm a church member, you know. Galatians tell us about that. As long as you, as a child, you're just like a servant. When you become a son, you can understand some things. You know, I know John 1:12 said, but as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God, the power to become the son of God. We're talking about now actually functioning as a son of God, being led. The word led here has to do with direction. And I want to read a few more verses. For the 15th verse, for you have not received the spirit of bondage, so the Holy Spirit will never lead you into bondage. If you're in bondage, sin have gotten in somewhere. For the Holy Spirit will never, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself maketh witness with our spirit, bears witness with our spirit, that we are the children of God. And if children, verse 17, then as of God, and joint as with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified with him. Now, here's a very powerful scripture. Not many times is it used, But it's so powerful. I want to give the Holy Spirit the right to do what he wants with it. Lamentation again. Lamentation. Go ahead and look in your index and just find it. I got to do the same thing. I got lamentation. Just find it. I got to find it.
That's my altar seed from last night.
What? Look here. That's all the way from Ohio. tell them, boy. Yeah. I see now. Lamentation 3:37. Lamentation. Now we're talking about understanding the importance of being led by the Spirit and being able to yield to the leadership of the Holy Ghost and be divine leadership, right? All right, that's true. Why three people answer me all the time? Who is he? Lamentation 3:37. You got it? Mark this verse. Who is he that saith, and it comes to pass? When the Lord commanded it not. How many of y'all see that?
Yes,
see, you say a lot of scriptures. They're not going to come to pass if the Lord didn't give you the right to do it.
Amen.
See, you can't overpower God with scriptures.
Amen.
But you going to teach the Holy Ghost? That's a powerful scripture.
Yes, sir.
Who is he that says and coming to pass when the Lord commanded a lot. When the Lord commanded. So you just went. You went because you felt like you should go. And you did that because you thought that was the biblical right thing to do. But the Lord never commanded that scripture on you. You trying to make that scripture work. But the scripture can't work because the Lord has not breathed on it on your behalf. Because he got something else he want to do for you. Oh my God. Huh? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Proverbs 19, then I'll start reading a lot of things. You're going to need to take a lot of note. Proverbs 19. I need Proverbs 19:20 in the NIV Bible. If y'all got it back there, Proverbs 19:20 and 21. 24 said, listen to advice and accept discipline. And at the end, you will be counted among the wise. I love it.
Yes,
listen. Well, go back to that voice. That voice. Listen to advice and accept discipline.
Come on.
See, you can't be led if you're not going to be disciplined.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, people get hot. They talk to me. And at the end, you will be counted among the wise.
Yes,
you see that? Now go to the next voice. Many are the plans in a person's heart. But it's the Lord's purpose that prevail. You take those two verses, they'll take you anywhere. Lamentations 3:27, and that verse, many other plans in the man, person heart. See, we got a lot of plans. But watch it. Check with God. But it's the Lord's purpose that prevail. Not your plan. I think that's good, isn't it? All right. Now, I need to go over some of this stuff I already went over with to really synchronize this lesson. For your life, God is a God of plan and purpose. He has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life. But you have to let him lead you. All right. Now. I'm going to use three words as an indictment. Not being ignorant. Not being ignorant when it comes down to the leadership of the Holy Spirit and the directing and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we must not remain ignorant to receiving the signal when the Holy Spirit gives it to us.
Amen.
Here's what happened. Some people go through this. To be ignorant of your place in God's plan can lead to a life of toiling and frustration. I'm a free man. I don't go through toil and frustration. I know how to be led by the Spirit. I made over almost a $200,000 decision today. I said no to myself. Then I had a son. Made a $1.3 million decision today. He said, Dad, your master was there with me. Now, God has made you, listen to this. For where he can make you shine. But you're going to have to be led. Who lacked toil? Who lacked frustration? Not me. Amen. So let me fumble through you a minute. Divine direction, say it, divine direction. All right, listen to what he said. Will keep you discovering God's plan and show you how to walk in it fully. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit, who?
The Holy Spirit.
Will keep you in divine alignment with God's plan, purpose, and provision. Let me give it all to you now. Yes. See, because there is provision when one follows God's plan. There's a sweatless life. There's a sweatless anointing when one is led by God. The puzzle becomes solved. The maze become easy when you're led by God. I refuse to struggle. I quit struggling many years ago. After I found out the Holy Spirit can lead me and I can follow him, I can trust him. You can trust the Holy Ghost. I don't care where you are tonight. Listen, you are here because the Lord is going to lead you because you're hearing how to yield to him. There's nothing God can't lead you to. And there's nothing God can't lead you out. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. Can I get a loud amen?
Amen.
So there's no life puzzle,
no puzzle
that the Holy Ghost can't solve. I see him leading you right now. Yeah, yeah. I see the Holy Ghost leading you right now. You will not get caught in the wrong place. Not even in a supermarket. If something gonna go down wrong, you gonna know about it. Cancel the trip. In this season, this is what we need. This is what we need now. Everybody getting fearful. I don't know what this world coming to. It's coming to just what God says it's going to come to.
Right.
A lot of this stuff is judgment. See, Christian don't want to talk about that. A lot of it is God's wrath. Just so disrespectful to God.
Yep.
All right.
Teach us.
All right. Write this down. Let me give you the other one again because I want you to get those three things. The Holy Spirit will keep you in divine alignment with God's plan. You got that? God's plan, God's purpose, and God's provision. Plan, purpose, and provision from God. Plan, God's plan, God's purpose, and God's provision. Very important. Very important.
Yes, it is.
Don't depend on yourself. Life is much easier when you got God's plan and purpose and provision. Now listen to this. Can you catch this? God has a place prepared for you in life. A discovery of that place is what is called vision. Every one of you, everybody sitting out there, I look at it in your faces. God has a vision for every person sitting here. It's his plan that he has for your life, but you have to let him lead you and stop making dumb decisions by what the other group say. Amen. Let's see. I got a spotter friend up here. Look at him. You see him? He right there. Some of y'all be gone, huh? Y'all ladies, hold on now. Vision is the unfolding of God's master plan. Write down your note, God has a vision for me. Where direction is the step you take to accomplish it. So, divine direction is a lifetime demand. So, Here we need to know. You will never get in a point in life where you will no longer require God's direction. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Because life without direction is nothing but confusion and frustration.
Amen.
So directions is a lifetime. I'm trying to get to where I stopped off last week, but I went over some things I just can't pass them up. Ecclesiastes 10:10. Turn now. But wisdom is profitable to direct. You see that? Powerful. Divine direction include wisdom. Even kings are frustrated without direction. Males and policemen and sheriffs, if they don't have no direction, they're confused, they're frustrated. Okay. All right, let's go here. Turn to Matthew 4:19. And write this down, or think about this. Be willing to be led.
Yes, yes.
3/4 of this church on Wednesday night is not willing to be led.
Not willing. Okay. Not willing.
But they're not going to ruffle my feathers. I'm going to go and do what I got to do, man. I'm just glad to see you.
Right.
And he said unto them, follow me and I will make you fishermen of men. But you got to follow me.
Follow.
See, that statement is follow me, I'll make this whole Bible come alive in your life.
Yeah.
See, he said fishermen of men, but I need you to follow me.
Yeah.
I need you to follow instruction, direction.
Right.
Why you got to train a child? You know, when you tell that child, stop, that child supposed to be stopped. They might be walking on a snake. Or anything, the child, the little bad child, don't start slapping, start chipping your tail, y'all. I'm trying to save your life. And
right.
The child don't want to stop. It make me hot, man. Come here, boy. Shauna got three. She got four, and one of them old enough to understand, but the other three just talk to you out, working on it. Now listen very carefully, and I see this in church folks all the time. God's commitment to guide you will amount to nothing if you on your part do not commit yourself to be led.
Amen.
Now, you know they say the preacher got to stand up and give an account for all the people he had. I'm going to be up there and have my book. I'm going to say, she wasn't there, Lord. Oh, I'm going to tell. They stayed home. The whole family stayed home, Lord. I'm sure it is. I got to give an account. I got that responsibility. I ain't going to lie to the Lord. They never came on Wednesday, Lord. They love you. They say they love you. And so men who do not submit to be led, this is why a lot of men are suffering so much today. They are men of themselves and rely so much on themselves, they have missed God. You see that? Come on, class. Y'all just want to see it? I'm saying to you, I'm going to touch the ground here. I'm saying to you that some of those folks who died in Las Vegas that they was Christian wasn't supposed to be there. If they had been trained properly. See, some of y'all don't want to talk to them. I see some of y'all talking about the family and all that. I love the family. I'm praying for them, but I've just got to train you so you won't be one of them. Pay attention to the Lord when the Lord directing you. When you get a check, somebody come by and say, I don't believe you should go. Listen, that might be the Lord coming to that person. We're going to have to be mindful now, children. We cannot just be church members. We got to really be led by the Spirit of God. We can't just be thinking about material things. We got to think about our life. How long you going to live? This is not just about stuff. This is about living. Wrong road. Drunk driver. Wrong store. Lunatic. I think this message is so important at this hour. Lord, what would thou have me to do? Wait on him. He'll tell you. Don't get so tied up in people that you can't disappoint them. Yes, sir. I receive. Don't get so tied up in people that you can't disappoint them. Y'all the plan? No, I'm not going, girl. Now, I'm not talking about superstition. You know, I'm not talking about a witch. But I'm talking about being led by the Spirit of God. I got to check in my spirit. Now, you don't have to tell them all that because they don't understand you. But the first thing they say, you go down to that church down there and all that stuff. Just stay home. Just stay home. So I tell you, just stay home. Then my brother and sister, listen to this. This is there's no regrets in following God's plan. No. Zero. Honor is reserved for all who will follow God's leading. Honor, promotion, blessing, protection, provision is reserved for all who will follow God's leading. Listen, this has happened to me many times. People may pity you initially for following God's plan. But at the end, you become a man to be envied. I feel so sorry. I mean, he ain't got nowhere to go. He ain't doing nothing. I mean, we just having so much fun. No, as men is led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8, they are the sons of God. joy unspeakable and full of glory. You won't marry the wrong person. Go in partnership with the wrong person. Here's the difference between assumption and direction. When God directs, He's also on hand to do it. I say, when God directs, He's also on hand to do it. You see, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Who you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Gideon had never fought a battle in his life. When the Lord called him, he started complaining, he started saying, you know, I don't know that. But suddenly he became a commander. He was a poor farmer. But God dealt with him. Are you still listening?
Yes, sir.
You see, when you let God lead you, there's an anointing that comes with it.
Yes, sir.
And direction gives birth to accomplishment. I mean, he just showed Gideon how to do it, and didn't take many people to do it either. I think sometime I'm Gideon with this church. I mean, just back in the day, man. I mean, back 35, 40 years ago, these people just come to the church when they get ready. Come to the house of God. They're still there. Got some of these deep tongue talkers. Listen, you want to hear this. When you're on track with God, leadership, guidance, your enemies are irrelevant. They can't touch you. I like this statement. I'm living this statement. Hear what it said. Hear from God. Hear from God. And you will live well on the earth. Who received that?
Amen.
Let me hear a loud amen.
Amen.
Hear from God. And you will live well on the earth. Why? He leads you where? In green pasture. Where he leads you? Beside still water. Where he leads you? In the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Huh? Hear from God and you'll live well on earth. Now, you know, some people may say something about this. But direction is the key to distinction. No one succeeds by power. No one triumph by might. It's by direction. In the kingdom of God, we only triumph by the unction of the Holy Spirit as we follow His direction. You know, the Holy Spirit is a real person, you know. Yeah, He'll direct you. His job is direct you. Huh? You know, the Holy Spirit really had talked to me when people offered me that big church and wanted to buy me all kind of stuff. And the Holy Spirit come to my office and said, I'm going to do it in Darrow. Jeez, I needed a committee then. All right, let's look at this class. We've got a few more minutes. Let's locate in God's direction. Write that down. Locate in God's direction. There are two major ways by which we receive divine direction or instruction. The Word of God and the voice of the Spirit. The Word of God, thy word is what? A lamp to my feet and a light to the step of a good man is what? All right. The entrance of God's word gives what? There are two major ways by which we receive divine direction or instruction. The Word of God and the voice of the Spirit. Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That is a powerful word there. The word of God, and I've taken this, directs you on how to go about your job or any assignment committed into your hand. The word of God tell you. You are a word lover. If you're a word lover, you will never lack direction. I know that's true. I know that's true, boy. I had some major haters. But since I'm a word lover, I had direction around those haters. You know, in Luke 5, Peter had labored all night. What happened when he got direction? He said, Master, we have toiled all night long and taken nothing. That's what life is like without direction. But once you learn what we studied in the night and get some direction, you don't have to toil anymore. You go right where the fishes are. The fish was there all the time. Your place of blessing was there all the time. But you're taking advice from people. And you relying on your brain. But you need to be led by your spirit. The fish, they toil all night, taking nothing. When direction come, it come in the same water with the same fish and go right where the fishes are. And if the fish not there, it can make you some. Oh, man, God is so great. Come on, man.
Yes. Yep.
Your days of being frustrated is over. You will not toil in life no more. You're going to get divine direction. You receive that? Whatever is jamming you now will have to turn you loose. All baggage that been on your life, fall off tonight. Are you seeing this? Are you receiving this?
Yes, sir.
That's what the leadership of the Holy Spirit is about. That's what divine direction is.
Yes,
that you can be in the same place with a lot of people, but God said, no, don't go this way. Yes, now you got to be willing to walk alone. My God. Second way of receiving divine direction and instruction is the voice of the Spirit. Turn to Acts chapter 8. Verse 29. 8:29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. See, the Spirit giving him direction. Got that man saved. Acts 10:19, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men seek thee. Giving him direction, you see. God gives direction through the voice of the Spirit. Peter gave an account of it in Acts chapter 11, verse 12. And the Spirit bid me go with them, nothing doubting. You got it? 11:12. And the Spirit... Now, this is where I was supposed to start at from last session. The voice of the Spirit, which is the voice of the Lord, is a majestic voice. Psalm 29 said, break cedars, even the cedars of Lebanon. Mm. The voice of the Spirit gives definite instruction for direction. It is by the voice of the Spirit or the witness of the Spirit. The Spirit witnessed to you by impressing something on your spirit.
Yes, sir.
I've had it happen many times.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Listen, somebody need to hear this. Pay attention to the voice of the Spirit. It's a great step to achieving success in life. Tell me, say that again. Pay attention to the voice of the Spirit. Paying attention to the voice of the Spirit is a great step to achieving success in life. I'm successful as a minister. I'm successful as a man. I'm successful as a husband. I'm successful as a father because of the voice of the Spirit. I don't even know how to do it. I just follow him. Now here's a route that you must get off. Being sincere in whatever you're doing is not enough to guarantee your success, because you can be sincerely wrong. Anybody ever been there? Well, I thought I had that thing. I was sincerely wrong. In training to follow the Spirit, you know, the Spirit keep teaching you. But man, some things I just thought I had it. You?
Yes, sir.
Anybody here never thought they had it thought they had it and found out they didn't have it? Anybody ever lied? You thought you had me. You thought you had me, but no, you're lying. Turn to Proverbs 4. Now, this is important. It's an important verse. Now, this is so important. Get instruction and do them. What I say? Getting instruction is not enough. Now, there's a word that has to be here now. F-A-I-T-H. You cannot be led in the spirit world without faith. Because many times when you're walking in the spirit, you have to walk by faith, because you're not going to be able to walk by sight. Because it looked like you're supposed to turn right here. But the Holy Spirit said, go 5 more miles. Somebody's life being saved here tonight. Somebody's marriage being saved here tonight. Somebody's child being saved here tonight. That we have wisdom to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying and stop getting all frustrated. Proverbs 4:13 says, take fast hold of what? What? What is hell? What is it? What is it? Why? Woo! You got your seatbelt on?
Yes, sir.
Here come one. Every hardship in getting what you need in life is traceable to doing what you think is right. And not what God has commanded.
Amen.
Here's one of my favorite scriptures in Proverbs 14:12. I want everybody to read that. Everybody gonna read this tonight. I'm watching every lip. speaking. Yeah. I got to hear you say this. You ready?
Yes,
there's a way that right unto a man. What?
Yes,
now, death doesn't mean die dead.
Yes,
it means something messed up in your life. Something God wants you to have, you kill. There's a way which seem is right. Now you know Satan now. Satan make him look so good. See if he got a job. How long he been on the job? Do you have a house? No, I still stay with mama. What? There's a way that seems right unto a man, but then there are the ways of death. So she, you know, and one of my girls said, well, I think I won't marry. I said, so I said, no, wait a while. And she said again, I said, I called her. Go ahead. But the Holy Ghost had got a hold of her. She said, no, I'm not. I said, no, go ahead. Now, this is so important. If you're going to be led, this statement I'm about to give you now is a test trial statement of who can be led. And who. See, because people, if you're stuck on people, the Holy Ghost can't lead you. Now, listen to this statement. A world of dignity come by embracing heavenly instruction and adhering to them, not paying attention to human comment or condemnation. He said, don't do that. You know, I told you about this land. The man told me, he said, don't mess with this land. Now, this man wasn't tight, you know, but I think he was trying to help me. I really think he was trying to help me. But I heard another voice.
Amen.
Against all statistics. It's supposed to be a garbage dump, you remember? I heard another voice say, take it. So I wasn't worried about hurting his feeling and nobody else's feeling. I heard the Lord.
Yes,
see, can somebody identify with this? When you miss his ways and instruction, you end up in holes and prison.
Ouch.
To be blind and deaf. It to be miserable in life or where there's no vision of people perish. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Write this down. You don't lack progress when you walk in God's instruction. You don't lack progress when you walk in God's instruction. Hallelujah. Here's the acid test. In these next 7 minutes. How do you know you're on the right track or not? It's a combination of two things. Peace and progress. If you don't have no peace, and you're not making no progress, you're on the wrong track.
Amen.
I'm not talking about without opposition. Don't matter about the opposition. When you're on track with God, opposition don't mean nothing. Roadblock, walls, Jericho walls, Red Sea, Goliath.
Yep.
It don't mean nothing when you're on track.
Yes, sir.
But you have peace.
Right.
And progress.
Good.
If there's no peace, if there's no progress, you are not on track. If these two are in place, you're pursuing God's perfect plan for your life.
Nice.
Turn to Psalm 85:8. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. If your assignment is not giving you rest, then it's not the voice of God you heard. Lord, what have I done here? If after 4 years of going in the direction you claim you have received from God, there are still no favorable result or proof, then you're wrong. Yes, sir. Turn to Luke 13. Let me close here. Luke 13, chapter 6. About a certain man who had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came and sought fruit there and found none. For 3 years, the owner of the fig tree came seeking fruit on the tree but found none. The dresser of the vineyard pleaded with him to give him it one more year, making it a total of 4 years. If after 4 years of going in a particular direction, you still haven't made any progress, then know that God is not leading you in that way. That is scripture. That is scripture. So don't go get no counseling then. You don't need no other advice from anyone. Just go ahead and say, God, Lord, I'm wrong. Where do I go from here? Father, you know, I thought one time about 20-something years ago, I thought that the Lord wanted me to branch out. All the ministers were getting churches in different cities. So I go up in Baton Rouge. I went to a theater one time, but I went to this place. This man was going to rent me the place. Insurance man, nice building, 20-something years ago. So he sat down and he says, Pastor, where you pastor? I told him, I was pastor. He says, are you successful? I said, yes, sir, absolutely. He says, my insurance business was real successful one time, and I split it. I'm listening to you now. I got some other guy and I branched it out. He said, it's failed like nothing. Wow. I said, you don't have to talk no more. got in my car and came home. Never thought about it again. That's good. Let me close. I'm trying to find somewhere to close here. Oh, yeah. This is good for preachers here. All explanation of failure of the devil, you are not created to fail. Amen. All explanation for why I'm failing is of the devil. You are not created to fail.
That's good.
You got that?
Yes,
all right. Some complain about the location of their church or business. You don't have a problem with location. Your problem is that of identification. Identifying God. Well, look at that. We in Darrow. Y'all know that, right?
Yes.
Identifying God's plan and purpose for your life.
Right.
So it's not location, it's identification.
Right.
You need openness of heart. Don't be set in your own ways like concrete. Be willing to adjust to God's instruction. What'd I say?
Be willing to adjust to God's instruction.
Anybody getting help here? If they contradict your action, be like a little child.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
You got to keep a sensitive heart, and you got to be before God to be directed.
Amen.
Allow God to direct your path. What I say?
Allow
for he knoweth it better than you. How many of y'all believe, how many of y'all believe God know more than you? Turn to Proverbs 16:9 quickly. Lord, have mercy. Proverbs 16:9. I want you to read that with me. Because I'm going to be up there when you're up in heaven. I'm going to have my book. Man, I ain't taking no rap for nobody. I told him, yeah, you're the date, Lord. It was Wednesday night. They wasn't there. A man's heart divided his way. Come on. But what? You will never do chapa shiko ne shake brisco. Vendele bohasake ne shike. Ora man de shushike ne mo asa. Mume. Mume. Mume shikrema. Usike le basha kata ta. Ibondele sokom eko. This is a moment in your life that you will not have to worry about nothing else. This is a moment that has been appointed for you to trust God with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and permit him to direct your path. Hallelujah. Every frustration, every trial that you have gone through in the past is over. Instruction, direction from the Lord has come to your house today. Feel free to be angry with yourself for a few moments and then turn it loose and let joy unspeakable and full of glory be in your life. You will not miss it the next time. Because you know how to punch the pause button. Yeah. Salah. Don't answer so fast. Yeah. I'll get back with you. $445,000 transaction. I say to the man, I must sleep on this. Listen to what the Lord said. Lord said, you know, I'm freed up. I called back and said, you know. No. See. With this lesson, can I talk to you a minute?
Yes, sir.
With this lesson, you set up for wealth, prosperity. Because you know how to be led.
Yes.
The only reason some people haven't got out of debt, listen to me.
Yes.
The only reason you're not out of debt, because you don't know how to handle money. How you handle money? Be led. God can't trust you with that sum if you don't know what to do with it. Lord, he said, Lord, I receive. Lord, ushers. Where y'all at? Lord, give me more. He said, son, what you doing with your hand now? You haven't consulted me about that? I know I can't trust you. If I give you any more, you're going to leave me. The only reason you hear, you need me. Do you know what'll happen if you don't need no money? I receive. May I make a statement? If you heard me, everybody here just got rich. It's very simple. How much can I trust you with? How high can I let you go? And you still will bow on your knees and give me the glory. I'm not holding nothing back from you. You holding something back from me. Give me you, and I'll give you all I have. It's very simple. Very simple. It's very simple. It's very simple. You know why I'm laughing? Huh? Many people in this room got it tonight. That's why I'm laughing. Many who been seeking for a long time, they got their steps tonight. Lord, Saul was transferred to Paul. He said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Whatever he said to you, do it. Because it'll cause whatever you do to prosper. Lift your hand. Praise God. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. How many see some ways you can make some changes? Huh? How many of y'all appreciate the word? Many of you about to go into divine advantages. I receive. Divine advantages. You may be seated. Get your envelope. Get ready to give your tithe and offering, sow your seed, whatever you want to do. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for all my partners. I got partners around the world who mail in here every day. Thousands of dollars. So I never say nothing to them too much, but they hook up to now. I got thousands of partners who love me, love God, love me, and love the ministry. Need an envelope for your giving? Lift your hand. You know where it will shake us tomorrow night. Yeah, will shake us. Thank God Dr. Farmer's daughter here tonight. He's wise enough to come in early, come sit on his dad. Amen. Then bring his dad a roll of money.